This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
So there's a lot of angst and a lot of anxiety going on relative to the Medicaid modifications. There's been some recent articles written about Louisiana because a third of the population here is on Medicaid. At one time, over 40% of the population in the state of Louisiana was on Medicaid. The new rules are requiring that recipients ages 19 to 64 have to work, study, or volunteer at least 80 hours per month. People who are pregnant, disabled, or caring for children under 14, they're exempt. And the law requires states to check eligibility every 6 months, though states can perform these more frequently, and some do on a random basis. So we have this one-third of the population that we're dealing with. According to Kaiser Family Foundation data, about 7 in 10 adults in Louisiana that are on Medicaid are, in fact, working right now. So obviously it can be done. If the importance of Medicaid is of such a level for individuals, they will comply with these minimum requirements, one would believe. We keep hearing these doomsday predictions and conjecture about what happens when you require folks to fill out paperwork, or they are notified a couple of times a year to find out if there's been any changes in their financial picture or otherwise, and that they will lose coverage. The interesting thing is that they didn't just magically appear on these Medicaid rolls. They had to go do things in order to get Medicaid qualified. So it seems as though folks are able to figure out a way to get on the Medicaid rolls in the first instance. And it's not like these changes are going to be overnight. Most of these go into effect in 2027. So there is time. Now, what most people don't realize, it's not the federal government's rules. It's a combination of the federal government and the state. The state administers this program. The state has the obligation to administer this program here So the manner in which the compliance provisions are implemented, purely here, purely on the state. State has control as to how they want to handle this, how they're going to communicate with folks. We set aside time every month, every Tuesday, talking to the not-for-profit community. A lot of the not-for-profit community can be leaned on to help people maintain this as long as they qualify. And if you qualify, you know, we don't want to see people fall off if they are, in fact, fulfilling all of the obligations they have just because of some kind of administrative screw-up, right? But if this is as important as everyone says it is, then everybody has to come collectively together to make sure that whatever the system is that's developed by the state is functional, is effective, and is efficient to satisfy the needs of the people of the state of Louisiana. And if we don't, shame on us. Again, going back to my monologue this morning, talking about you have to have the ability to receive. And when you get these Medicaid funds, the manner in which you manage them, administer them, and everything else is incredibly important. You got to be able to execute. I've asked several state actors, is there a plan? Allegedly, they're putting together a plan at the present time. Hopefully, that plan is going to be beta tested so that we can know whether or not how difficult it is to reach the population that's receiving these dollars or not. I'm not one that's going to go about talking about the doomsday. We keep hearing this from all these Democratic Congress folks that this is all about, you know, the doomsday that's going to happen. Some of the experiences in the past, if folks don't want, you know, to fill out the paperwork or don't want to fulfill the job requirement or work 6 months out of the year, and then the following 6 months they don't work, so they get past that audit, and then, you know, they're on again, off again, but, you know, we never catch up with the fact that they're not working and not fulfilling their job requirement. That's not fair to anyone, quite frankly. But we seem to lose sight of that. At some point, somewhere, somehow, responsibility has to be taken. And I understand that there are those that can't do that. And those are the ones, the folks that we need to focus on to make sure that we have some system in place to make sure that we protect them and make sure that they continue to do that. We have the data. We know it. We know how this actually works. It's just we got to figure out a way to get about doing it. And we've got the time necessary to do so. We'll see, you know, who's going to be a leader and who's not as it relates to this issue. The states that step up and exhibit credible leadership, guess what? They're going to be better served for it. Those that don't, they're not. But it's incumbent upon all of us to make sure that our leaders are on this issue. Or again, and I'll say it again, we will begin to look like a third world country. They seem to be able to figure this out in all these other countries that have a lot of these same social programs as well. Why can't we do it here? I'm confident that we can in the state of Louisiana. So I'm not ready to say that the sky is falling just yet. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.